Tampa Dream Defenders is part of a statewide organization. Dream Defenders itself was founded after, the murder of Trayvon Martin. And so we saw that during the civil rights movement, there was a lot of, you know, kind of like uprising with the black and brown youth. And we know that currently there's still a lot of, you know, oppression and a lot of different ways that these communities are affected. So we decided to revive that movement and actually get equality, which is what we're just striving for.
And this press conference this afternoon, it was because the governor vetoed a bill. Tell us about that bill.
Exactly. Tuesday morning, we found out that Governor Rick Scott had actually used his authority as governor to veto a bill that had already passed. It was like a unanimous vote. There were 500 and something votes against just two that were in opposition to something that would make it available for DACA recipients, which are a deferred action for childhood arrivals, which are just the younger undocumented immigrants who are coming into this country. They would be available to actually apply for an ID with the state of Florida, and that would eventually lead to a driver's license. And, you know, it's not even like a driver's license. It's not permanent whatsoever. This would only be something that these immigrant students would actually be able to have for 2 years. And so, you know, every 2 years you have to go through the process again. You have to pay all the fees. And the governor just vetoed that after it had already passed.
What was his rationale for vetoing it?
Well, we're actually kind of thinking that it's because of this legislative session. He is a Republican, and we feel that, you know, with a lot of heat that Marco Rubio is receiving for his involvement with the Gang of Eight and the CIR, or Comprehensive Immigration Reform Bill right now, maybe he took a different stance and thought, you know, he's getting a lot of flack for this. Maybe I should be actually what I am, which is, you know, very anti-immigrant. And so we're very upset that this is what's happening, because it had already passed. And we feel that he was directly involved with even drafting up this bill in the first place. So it's kind of odd that he's going back on it. And, you know, we're leaving about 1.5 million people in the state of Florida without the ability to just try to get a driver's license.
And why was your press conference at Representative Kathy Castor's office? What's her opinion about this issue?
U.S. Congresswoman Kathy Castor, she has expressed a lot of pro-immigrant sentiment. And we feel that, you know, if we are able to get some kind of support, it would be coming from Miss Kathy Castor. And so, you know, she's met with a couple of our groups before, expressing kind of like solidarity with immigration. And we felt that it would be better to be on the side with someone who would kind of listen to us. But also, we wanted to do what we could locally, just because she is here off of Armenia Avenue. And we thought, why not unite with those who would be able to help us out, but also, you know, kind of like put a little bit of pressure on them as well. If she can do something, please help us out, because, you know, Tampa Dream Defenders has been organizing around driver's licenses since about January of this year. And we felt that, you know, we have so much momentum going, especially with our petition that's online. We have about 500 signatures, and this is something that's very dear to us. So we thought, why not keep that momentum going?
If people want to find out more about the Tampa Dream Defenders or about how to get involved in legislation or bills about immigration, what can they do?
We're very active. In Tampa, we are always having an action, and you're welcome to find us on Facebook. It's just /Tampa Dream Defenders. We also have a WordPress, which is Tampa Dream Defenders. And, you know, people are always welcome to talk to us. We are always open for suggestions. We will be having an upcoming action in regards to this vetoed bill. And we are thinking of having that action next Thursday. It'll probably be somewhere in Ybor City, where, you know, there is the Immigration Customs Enforcement Office and there is an immigration statue there. And we just encourage people to become involved, because this is the perfect time, especially with immigration being so, you know, talked about in all of the government opportunities. We want there to actually be something that is just for the people. We want there to be a CIR for all 11 million. We want it to not include all these huge fees that are ridiculous. It's in the thousands. Nobody can really take out thousands of dollars that they don't have to pay for these ridiculous fees.